Russia has likened two deadly suicide bombings in the southern city of Volgograd to attacks by militants in the US, Syria and other countries and called for international solidarity in the fight against terrorism. On this edition of The Debate, we're asking who's behind the Russia bombings and why.
The southern city of Volgograd in the volatile North Caucasus region witnessed two deadly blasts which left over 30 people dead. On Monday, at least 14 people were killed and over two dozen others wounded in an explosion that ripped through a trolley bus. The incident comes just a day after a bombing at the city's main train station killed over a dozen people and wounded scores of others. There has been no claim of responsibility for either of the attacks, which come ahead of the Sochi Winter Games, scheduled for February. However, in a video posted online in July, Chechen separatist warlord Duko Umarov had urged militants to use maximum force to prevent the Russian government from staging the heavily invested Sochi Olympics. President Vladimir Putin has ordered security to be stepped up across the nation. When the picture of the woman who blew herself up near the entrance to the station was released, it highlighted the risk to the Winter Olympic Games from the simmering conflict in the nearby Northern Caucasus region. Many say Salafist extremists in Chechnya have called for terrorist attacks to disrupt the Winter Olympics in Sochi.
Many experts here, they're saying that, well, this blast, a warning to Russia and to the Russian president in a run-up to the Winter Olympics in Sochi, which is located just 700 kilometers away from Volgograd. And some radical groups in Russia, they say that they will do whatever they can to prevent these games from going ahead. And of course, these Winter Olympics are a pride to the Russian president, Vladimir Putin.
Experts say in his trip to Russia, Saudi intelligence chief Bandar bin Sultan had warned Putin about the dangers threatening the country ahead of the games. Those sources say Bandar has also told Putin that Bashar al-Assad has got opponents in Chechnya and this could lead to problems for Moscow. This was at a time when Bandar called on Moscow to reverse its policy in Syria in exchange for weapons deals with Riyadh. His offer was rejected by the Kremlin, but that was not a stop to the Saudi campaigns to support the insurgents in Iraq, Syria, and elsewhere. But who are these terrorists behind the Volgograd explosions? Russia likened two deadly suicide bombings in Volgograd to attacks by militants in the US, Syria, and other countries. Many observers share the same conviction, arguing that the perpetrators of such terror attacks are the same extremists who kill innocent people in Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and other countries. Such groups only bear the name of Islam with a totally wrong understanding of the religion. They receive support from some Western and regional countries. For them, there is no difference if Shias, Sunnis, or followers of other religions fall victim to their terror attacks. This, as committing suicide, is considered a huge sin in Islam, let alone killing innocent people. Russia blasts should be a wake-up call to countries that fund and back extremists who are now killing people in Syria and Russia. But these battle-experienced militants can turn their guns at their backers and destabilize them as well.
You're watching The Debate. Our guest, human rights activist Dr. Randy Short with us live from Washington and also live from London, former Russia correspondent for The Times, Mr. Christopher Walker. Very warm welcome to both of you gentlemen. I'll put my first question to our guest, Mr. Walker, in London. Now, Mr. Walker, is this, do you think, the work of fighters in the North Caucasus region of Russia because of the threats we're hearing they'd already made about the Sochi Winter Games? Who are you blaming or who do you think is responsible?
Yes, I don't think there's any doubt that they want to stop these games and that they're responsible. That warning that you talk about, which was contained the language that these are satanic games because they are being staged on the bones of the ancestors of the people of the Chechens who believe that they were wrongly occupied by Russia. Don't forget that Russia fought a long war in Chechnya in the 90s and only recently claimed some sort of victory. This sort of attack had been widely predicted, and that's why there's such a huge security operation in train in Sochi, some 30,000 troops and a security zone around it up to 60 miles. So what's happened, I think, is that the terrorists have realized that Sochi is too difficult a target per se, and so they're going for softer targets and Volgograd, which is very symbolic. It used to be called Stalingrad, the scene of the biggest battle in the Second World War the Russians were involved in, is the nearest city. It's a city of 1 million people. So already there have been, as you say, two attacks within a few days following last October's very similar attack, which seven people died.
Well, let's bring in Dr. Randy Short as well on this. Now, Dr. Short, why would the supposedly Muslim Chechen fighters want to conduct these kinds of operations, suicide bombings, the killing of innocent people? We had as part of our report there those who are saying that religion, Islam in this instance, is being used as their cover, because Islam in itself, or even Christianity or other religions, Islam, do not allow for these kinds of terrorist attacks.
Well, let's remember, just to repeat what was stated by the announcer, suicide is not is haram and the Sharia. It's against the teachings of the Prophet, peace be upon him. It's against the teachings of the Torah as well as the Christian Bible. All Abrahamic faiths reject suicide. This is a creation of the multinational globalist agenda against the resource-rich people who live in the Levantine areas and other oil-rich areas that Brzezinski called the Great Chessboard, or the Great Game, going back to the initial British invasion of Afghanistan and going to Afghanistan in the 1970s, where the CIA began to create this false Islam and train these mujahideen. And President Reagan in 1985 had a national security decision directive to fund this dangerous, toxic, fake Islam to incite wars in the region, in particular to go after pro-Soviet regimes as well as to attack the former Soviet Union. So this is a continuation of the Cold War. That whereas the Russians have shown good faith and restraint since 1945, they've been attacked by the United States, the NATO bloc, and its proxies. The Chechens facilitate a war against the Soviet Union. It's another Vietnam-type conflict. Not to discount the suffering that the Chechens had with Joseph Stalin and other things that have happened. But if you look at it, Shamil Basayev, who's one of the leaders of the Chechens, is a CIA-trained terrorist. Commander Al-Khattab is a CIA-trained terrorist who are in Chechnya. Yes. So in Ingushetia, in Abkhazia, in all of the North Caucasus areas, this is destabilization of the Russian Federation by the United States.
Well,
and they hide behind the poor people of Chechnya who do need protection and human rights, but they shouldn't be sacrificed like the Hmong were in Laos for America to have its so-called war against communism.
Mr. Christopher Walker, would you agree that these...
As it starves the American people.
Yes, would you agree with those comments? Would you say that the Chechen fighters are being used and they are proxies for the United States or for NATO, or, you know, the other people, the other countries or states we could call Russia's enemies?
No, I totally disagree. I mean, there's been opposition to Russian intervention in Chechnya back until the early 19th century, when the Tsars were ruling Russia. It's a very much a national struggle for independence. They don't want to be ruled from Moscow. And they fought a very strong battle.
And they don't want to be ruled from London either.
The Russians, well, of course they don't. But if you remember, the Russians reduced Grozny, the capital of Chechnya, virtually to rubble until they won the battle. And then they've now installed a warlord of their own. And they thought they'd found peace. I can't see what reason it would be for the Americans to try and disrupt the Winter Olympic Games. As you know, yes, the Americans went to great extent to prevent the Athens Summer Olympics.
Well, Dr. Short, can you give your response there? Why would the United States want to disrupt the Winter Olympic Games?
No one said anything about the Olympic Games. This gentleman has, he's British, and he's probably very proud of the British Empire that looted and robbed and destroyed just as much as the Russians did. And I'm not going to be stopped because I'm going to be very straight with you. Who cares about the Olympic Games on a certain sense? But you do see disrespect where you have Americans having Billie Jean King, who's an openly gay woman, represent the American delegation that Obama did to insult Putin. This is something that I do know, that the United States, through its president, has insulted the sensibilities of the Russian people. But as far as the games themselves, this isn't the game that they tried to overthrow. About 20 years ago, President Carter, or whoever
it was,
they had people avoid going to, not Carter, we didn't go in the 80s to Russia. In 1984, I believe, we didn't go to the Olympics.
I can't believe you can ignore the statement made by the Chechen leader a few months ago describing the games as satanic and calling on all his followers to try and stop them taking place.
I can't believe that you live in Britain where they persecute people that are Muslims and the press there is largely silent, where the police, the bobbies, have murdered 1,000 people and not one person's been convicted for racial killings by the police in London. I mean, so, you know, when we start talking, the arrogance of Anglo-Saxon people and Anglo-American people who violate the human rights of tens of millions of people who suddenly get so self-righteous when it comes to Russia, and yet they butchered people. Your country butchered people in Kenya. Your country is behind the apartheid and the genocide in South Africa that continues, and you've got some arrogance to talk about what the Russians have done. They did more to liberate people in the third world than what Britain with all of its colonies did. So, you know, please, you can't lecture me as a descendant of people
Russian?
Enslaved by the British Empire.
Go ahead, Mr. Walker.
What's your race?
In this instance, I support the self-determination of President Putin, who is a counterbalance against the warmongering like your former criminal Prime Minister Tony Blair and this criminal Cameron that you have now, who's starving the people of England while trying to start a war with Syria.
Okay.
And thank God that your parliament said hell no. And I'm glad the American people are saying hell no to fighting wars.
Yes.
Russia's not the problem. The United States is the one superpower that's intimidating everyone else and bothering everyone else. We need peace. And it's not going to come
Russia
from a society that's
problem.
Economics is based on war.
Right. Let's allow Mr. Walker to give his response.
Yeah,
Mr.
Walker.
I mean, how can... I don't know, perhaps, he's a little overheated in this argument. But he's taking no notice.
No, I'm not overheated. I'm just tired of the dishonesty.
Don't interrupt all the time. Why don't you listen? And then you could answer back. But Mr. Vladimir Putin has spent an enormous amount of money and effort. Wait a minute, I haven't finished. To organize the games at Sochi. You say, who cares about them? Well, the world does care about Olympic Games, winter and summer, and you well know it. And you well know the huge television audience there will be for them around the world. And you know that Mr. Putin has spent years building Sochi into an acceptable Olympic resort and put in a huge protection squad already, although the games don't start until February the 7th.
Right, Mr. Walker and Dr. Short, I'd just like to give both of you a very short break, Dr. Short, if I may. We're going to take a look now at some of the comments that have been posted on our Facebook page, and we'll be right back with the rest of the debate.
Who's the perpetrator? It's Bandar Abusha of Saudi Arabia, Israel's stooge. Well, not too sure who's responsible for the two attacks. However, if we are to blame the US for backing militants, it might be based on the following points. 1. Edward Snowden was in Russia. Why did he get an asylum? And 2. Russia supports the Assad government. Suicide is haram or forbidden in Islam. These people committing suicide with killing innocent bystanders are going against international law and against the law of Islam. They call themselves Muslims and want to create caliphate on the blood of innocent people, but that cannot be acceptable to Allah.
Three comments posted on our Facebook page we've chosen for you among the many comments that have been posted. I'll go quickly to Mr. Walker on the first comment that we had, a reference to what's been known as Bandar Bush, as you might already know. I'll bring in a comment that's been revealed in some Russian media. Of course, we're not verifying this, but this has been brought as a revelation with Bandar bin Sultan telling Putin in his recent visit that I can give you a guarantee to protect the Winter Olympics in the city of Sochi next year. The Chechen groups that threaten the security of the games are controlled by us, and they will not move in the Syrian territory's direction without coordinating with us. And this has been causing a lot of controversies. People are saying that Saudi Arabia is actually controlling these Chechen groups and has been using them as a threat against Putin because Putin decided not to do what Bandar was asking him to do on Syria. What's your opinion on that?
It's a complicated plot, but I think there may be some element of truth in it. But it's very unlikely, I think, that a huge nation like Russia, a former superpower, is going to jump and sing because Saudi Arabia tells it to. It may be part of the mixture of the stew of the Chechenian revolt, but it's certainly not the only reason. And I think you're underrating Mr. Putin if you think that a few remarks from Prince Bandar are going to suddenly get him to reverse his whole policy. It's a little bit overstretched, but there are elements possibly of truth in it.
Dr. Short, what do you say to that? I'll just like to add that Bandar is also said to be giving promises of oil and gas deals and arms purchases and more to try and pull Putin, towards the stance that Saudi Arabia has been taking on Syria. What do you think about the level of truth to these kinds of stories?
Well, the Russians were already screwed over by the shock economics that the Friedman's school people did in the 90s. But I have to emphasize a gentleman named Graham Fuller, who's a former CIA station chief, who's the father-in-law of Ruslan Zhirinov, who's the uncle of the two Boston, so-called Boston bombers at last year, April 15th. Ruslan Tsarnev has the Congress of Chechen International Organizations that used to be based right here in Washington, D.C. And they were being funded by the Jamestown Foundation, which is funded by the CIA. So there's a big CIA connection, CIA, CIA, CIA. And yes, there's an issue with the Chechens and their human rights with Russia. I support human rights for all people and self-determination, but it's other fingers meddling in the pie. And in this instance, it's a big middle CIA finger stirring this. And of course, who props up the Saudis? Their army can't fight. When they had to face Saddam, the United States and other countries sent soldiers to protect them. So Saudi Arabia is essentially a black middle finger of the CIA's hand.
Mr. Christopher Walker, we'll leave the last comments to you quickly if you can. A lot of people are saying when Saudi Arabia comes and tells Putin what to do, it's not just Saudi Arabia, it's with the knowledge of the United States. What do you say about
that, right, and
about the comments by Dr. Short?
I don't think Putin would listen to either of them, frankly. He's proved himself in recent weeks to be a superior statesman over Syria and other issues, including Ukraine. He's actually showing more strength than Obama on the world stage.
Thank you very much. I'm afraid we've run out of time. A big thank you there to Mr. Christopher Walker in London, former Russia correspondent for The Times, and our guest in Washington. Thank you very much, human rights activist Dr. Randy Short. Thank you so much for staying with us here for another edition of The Debate. From me, Homa Lesgi, it's goodbye.